What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we keep getting teased for behind-the-scenes stuff that, oh, all these tracks are labeled Crowley diss.
Was it Kendrick Lamar with a diss track?
I was waiting for, like, Callis's voice on there with some kind of diss.
I agree. I was wondering, is it Crowley dissing, or is he the one being dissed?
Or is this just the background for the track?
Yeah, and then you have maybe. Perhaps.
Rap over it.
I'm sure Callis will have something hot to drop when he returns.
Oh, he's had all this time off. You know, he's drawn up some stuff to get at Crowley and probably vice versa. Steelers, Ravens, Sunday night for the AFC Championship. It's amazing that a scenario like this has only happened one other time.
I didn't know that.
Two, where in the AFC North, around since 02, where the two teams with the chance to win the title meet on the last game of the season.
Yeah, that's very surprising.
I was stunned when I heard that.
Yeah.
Because I just figured it came down to, and Cincinnati had some, there was a rise of the Bengals for a while.
So the Bengals and Steelers had this happen in 14, but the Bengals still made the playoffs.
Right.
So this one is different.
Oh, okay. Different. Like, yeah, that's what I was
losers
saying.
Losers okay. out.
Right.
Like, out.
So that's what I was saying. I knew there had to be somewhere. It was just more seeding, but both of them made. But one winning in or losing out, that's, yeah.
How many years have they been doing this where, because it wasn't always, I remember the Steelers having a nothing game. Well, that just goes all the way back to Willie Parker, whether it was the game in Buffalo,
yep.
Where they didn't have to win, and then all of a sudden Willie Parker's like, holy crap, this kid can play. And I don't know how many years it's been going on where they've had all divisional lineup games. And so they can play, and they can do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was it? The Steelers, who are they playing? And then the Ravens playing the Browns up there, and everybody's outside looking at the TV, rooting for Baker Mayfield to sit there and knock off whoever, Cincinnati. So it's, I guess it's come down to the last game, but not head to head winner. You know, you're in or you're out. I mean, that's pretty cool.
And I'll say this. I know a lot of people bash the NFL, think it's rigged, hate Roger Goodell. But if you look at this year and you're having three games that are very integral part of the makeup of the playoffs and how a lot of these teams were in it in that playoff race until the last two or three weeks, as a league rep, that's what you want, because guess what? Every fan base is still engaged. Every fan base is engaged all the way through, which means eyeballs, ticket sales, just love of the game is just perpetuated throughout the NFL ecosystem. That's what you want as a league, and that's why they get as much. That's why Roger Goodell gets $60 million a year. That's why they make billions of dollars, because they've created that parity for fans to feel, I have a chance.
You know what you don't want, though? Mm. Okay, we're at 17 games, and we all know it's going to 18.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what happened a week or two ago? Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And there was another injury that I'm thinking about.
Have played.
Yes, and mm-hmm. and that's been going on for years, and it's going to happen anyway because of the nature of the sport. But the more games you add, if Kansas City somehow had won that game, and then they'd still been alive, and then Mahomes unavailable to play, mm-hmm. When you start losing your marquee guys, then because there are too many freaking games.
Oh, I agree with you.
And
you saturate the market after a while. As Mark Cuban said, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. I'm not saying that's going to happen anytime soon, but MLB used to be America's pastime for a while, and the NFL passed it up. So there's going to be a tipping point, and hopefully the powers that be understand that 18, don't go past that. And I don't think you should go past 32 teams, because there's not 96 quarterbacks out there. It's just not.
Right.
They're not walking this earth. And then talk about tackles and stuff like that. There's not that many human beings to keep the level of play at the highest level.
Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Sean Myers, and Doug Whaley, our special guest for Wednesdays with Whaley. Man, there's so many different things. I want to go with this, though. When they go to 18 games, what are the players going to get?
The question I have, and it's been floating out there, is expansion of roster from 53 to whatever, expansion of practice squad. But there's been also talk about being able to, well, they're going to get a bigger slice of the pie.
Well, you need guarantees, I think. Is,
yeah.
Is that what
you're
going?
They're going to get more guaranteed, which you're seeing this going that way anyway. So you're talking about, I wouldn't say fully guaranteed contracts, but guaranteed contracts for injury will be probably standard operating procedure. The question I have, though, with expansion roster, all that, is it going to start mimicking the NBA where you have load management, where they say, well, we have 18 games. Ugh. I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers, 43. Let's say it's next year, 43. He's not going to be able to play 18 games. So I'm going to pick a game or two where I can make him inactive. He's still going to get his active pay, but I'm going to make him active just so we can win a championship. That's when
like the
media and the public are going to have an issue.
Like the old baseball oblique injury that it's like,
yes.
Because it's so hard to diagnose. Mm-hmm. And it can be a short injury.
Yep.
It could be longer, but it could be really short that oblique is bothering. Or there's an illness.
Yes.
That comes up and someone is unable to play. All right. When we come back, which head coach can least afford to lose this game on Sunday night? It's Wednesdays with Whaley here on 93.7 The Fan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.